This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responding to the anti-government protests in Cuba on Monday. The Mexican president saying the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba should be ended to help its people. The demonstrations are the biggest anti-government protests in decades, fueled by anger over shortages in basic goods. López Obrador told a news conference, "The truth is that if one wanted to help Cuba, the first thing that should be done is to suspend the blockade of Cuba, as the majority of countries in the world are asking." Thousands of Cubans on Sunday joined the street demonstrations from Havana to Santiago, chanting freedom, many also calling for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. López Obrador expressed his solidarity with the Cuban people and urged countries not to intervene in the communist-run country, nor to exploit the situation for political ends. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's office described a suggestion by a former foreign minister that Beijing may have played a role in his election as nonsense. Former Foreign Secretary Albert Del Rosario made the statement at a forum on Monday. He said a most reliable international entity had informed him that senior Chinese officials were bragging that they had been able to influence the 2016 Philippine elections so that Duterte would be president. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 opened at an all-time high on Monday, the opening extending a record run from the previous session, with investors awaiting the start of the second quarter earnings season and a batch of economic data. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. general leading the war in Afghanistan relinquished command on Monday at a ceremony in Kabul. Austin Miller, America's last four-star commander to serve on the ground in Afghanistan, stepped down ahead of a formal end to the U.S. military mission there on August 31st. Miller addressed a small gathering outside his military headquarters in Kabul. He vowed to remember the lives lost in the fighting and called on the Taliban to halt a wave of violent attacks that have given them control of more territory than at any time since the conflict began. Miller said, quote, "What I tell the Taliban is they're responsible too. The violence that's going on is against the will of the Afghan people, and it needs to stop." Pope Francis will attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November, health permitting. Scotland's Roman Catholic bishops made the statement on Monday. The bishops confirmed the Pope's presence among other world leaders in a statement on their website. The Pope is recovering in the hospital after surgeons removed half of his colon on July 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday. Aung San Suu Kyi was back in a courtroom in the Myanmar capital, Naypyidaw, on Monday. Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's now-defunct civilian government, she is facing a new round of hearings on corruption-related charges brought against her by the military junta that ousted her from power. Defense attorney Kim Mong-za told VOA Burmese service that Suu Kyi faced three separate hearings on charges of violating the country's natural disaster, communications, and export-import laws, respectively. During the final hearing, he said it was discovered during cross-examination of the army officer who led the raid on Suu Kyi's house that he did not have a search warrant to conduct the operation. Six unregistered and illegally imported walkie-talkie radios were allegedly found in her home. South Africa will deploy soldiers to quell violence that erupted in the wake of former President Jacob Zuma's jailing. That's according to the military on Monday. This comes after days of riots and looting that left at least six people dead. Disturbances have worsened as Zuma challenged his 15-month prison term in the country's top court after weekend unrest by pro-Zuma protesters in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, where the country's largest city, Johannesburg, is located. We have more stories on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.